mentions إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He instructs, He's instructing with justice, He's instructing with doing good. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, that give towards those people that are close. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preventing us from lewdness, from iniquity, from things that are bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this is what you need to do and this is what you need to avoid. Therefore, we find, unfortunately, that more and more people are getting involved in corruption. Why? They say this is the only way we can get our system, or the only way we can get things sorted out, is if we go the corrupt route. But if we try and come to what the hadith is saying, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us, to choose the way of justice and insist on the way of justice, we can make a little bit of change. We don't realize a little bit of change will go a long way. If everyone thinks the same, we can help and implement a fair system. Today's hadith, the first hadith of this chapter, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on a day of Qiyamah, you know, when it's hot, then sometimes our mind goes on to complaining. But rather than going on to complaining, we should think of a hadith like this. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, then there will be no shade under the shade. There will be no shade except the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it will be very, very hot. People will be drowning in their own perspiration, but there will be some form of shade by the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving shade to people. That will be a very brilliant, beautiful shade, better than an air-conditioned system also. But Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, who are these seven categories? So seven people, or seven categories of people, will be given shade under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays in this world, when there's a special going, everyone wants to know, is that special still on? Can we still get the deal? Is there still tickets available? So here we find that these seven categories, as we go through them, we'll find that there is a gap for every person. Every person, no matter who he is, there is a gap for him. He can get the ticket, he can arrange, and he can make some type of intizam and hope that he will also get the shade on the day of Qiyamah. The first thing, number one, Imamun Adil, a just leader. Just leader. If he is right, then it makes a very, very big difference to the whole country. Number two, Washabun Nasha fi ibadatillahi ta'ala. That the youngster who grows up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also gets the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقُهُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Yeah, every one of us has got a chance of getting him. That man whose heart is attached to the masjid. He goes, when he reads his Fajr namaz, he goes, he's already thinking now, when, what time is Jummah? What time I have to get ready for Jummah? So his heart is attached to the masjid. And Jummah time comes, already after going back, he's thinking what time is Asr. So all the time he's thinking about the masjid and he wants to be in the masjid. This is that when the hadith is speaking, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Next, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. The two people, they love each other only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They get together for His sake, they leave and they depart from there for His sake. Meaning their meeting and their love is not for anything material. They don't have any ulterior objectives, but just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love this person. So you find many times in Arab worlds, when you go and you meet them, they open up their statements, their introductory statement before you can even talk to them. They say, Inni uhibbukum fillah. They say, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't even know the person, but before you can start speaking to him, he'll tell you, Inni uhibbukum fillah, that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The two people only love each other for the sake of Allah. They meet and they depart for the sake of Allah. The next is, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. The next is a person, a man, who a woman of status and beauty invites him towards haram. And then he replies to that woman, Inni akhaf Allah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak loves this so much that He makes a gap for him, a space for him under that air-conditioned shade on the day of Qiyamah. One question comes is, why does he mention the Dhatu Mansab, a woman of nobility, status, etc.? The reason being is a woman that is a loose woman, a cheap woman from any type of loose family, then for her to spill the secret of this man is very easy. If she's already a woman that got loose, she's not of a maqam or position of nobility. So for her to spill that person's secret is very easy. So therefore a person is already scared about that. But when you've got a woman of high nobility and she's got beauty, there's very unlikely because her own izzat is at stake. So here this double. One is she's beautiful also, and one is she's got that nobility, she'll keep that secret. But despite that, this man is saying, you may keep your secret, but inni akhafullah, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ بِيَمِينِهِ. This one also, we can all get him. A man who spends sadaqah, he spends in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his spending is such that his left hand doesn't even know what his right hand spends. He also, we learn that which hand we should be giving with, try and give with the right hand. Go out of our way to give with the right hand. The left hand, this is just an expression, the left hand doesn't know. Can you imagine then other people around, everybody, the person does it so secretly that nobody knows about it. We did before in the hadith, there are certain instances when there is more rewarding, more beneficial to give openly, where for example we'll encourage others by us giving openly. But this is the general rule, a person gives and he gives only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that person also get a gap under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last one is, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and his eyes tear for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. There's nobody looking at him, nobody seeing him. It's just him and his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his eyes are tearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him that gap and that space under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of trying to try and bring these in our lives, these qualities in our life. When a person feels hot, then he goes out of his way to make arrangements for fans, air conditioning, etc. We should also try to see how we can make arrangement for that coolness on that day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Today is Friday, we should try and come extra early for Jummah Salah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try and do Surah Kahf, and value the time between Asr and Maghrib on a Friday. Allah pakee wa stufiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.